Return. There's no easy way. Copyright 2015. Author A. Nation. Chapter 2. Verdoc. Dailene started to run. He grabbed her wrist and drew her toward the metal meshing while he bent down to retrieve the injured Petrolian's blaster. "No, you can't do this," she pleaded. "Scream and the first person who comes running toward us will die," he advised. Verdoc approached the exit door to the stairway and peered out to see if anyone was nearby. An Ardulian guard came around the corner to confront the prisoner. "Release the hem," the Amon shouted above the screams that could be heard from the chaos in the courtyard. Before she knew what was happening, Verdoc had his hands on her neck. "Open the door and hand me your blaster or she dies." Dailene tried a grasping at her neck to pry the strong Petrolian's grip and began to feel weak. "Hurry, she's dying, you fool." The Ardulian passed over the weapon. Verdoc let the hem slip down to the floor, choking and gasping for air. Pointing the blaster at the guard, he shot and killed the large Amon. "Come on, my lovely, we have to leave." He propped her up against the metal door and pulled on her bare arm. "No, no," she choked, still hoarse from his strangling hold. Tarfir was waiting by the exterior doorway. The courtyard was now deserted, except for a few people hobbling off to safety. A carriage in the center of the grounds was still on fire from the explosives that were set inside. With his left arm, he held Dailene around her waist and held the blaster in his right as he pulled her down the stairs toward the front entrance door. His frantic liberator waited for them to follow. "Thank you, my friend. Do we have transport?"